Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Greg, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Excellent. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Greg Kilstrom is the co-founder and CEO of Career Gig. He is a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and an entrepreneur. I'm excited to have you on. Greg, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, sure. So I started off as a graphic designer really in the early days of the internet, so web designer, and over the years have gotten more and more, become an entrepreneur. Started my first company back in the early 2000s, and really have been on a journey ever since I started that first company to just find better ways of connecting people, as well as most recently with Career Gig, really trying to find ways to empower individuals to not only do what they want to do for a living, but have a great life outside of work.
Which is a pretty awesome mission right there. I was reading that on your profile, on a mission to find better ways to connect people to things that they value the most. I think that if we're able to do that, that's a pretty powerful thing. So how does Career Gig work?
Yeah, so the Career Gig connects freelancers, 1099 contractors, and the like with a few things. So with opportunities, so we have gigs and short-term contracts and things on our platform. One of the big differentiators, though, is that we also connect those people with benefits. So this is everything from health insurance to life, disability, retirement. And while you can get some of these things on your own, what we offer is not only group discounted rates for our entire network of freelancers, but also some of these things are guaranteed issue benefits, which those of you that have full-time jobs and salaried employees, you kind of take that stuff for granted. But when you go out on your own and start pursuing the exact work that you want, when you want to work, how you want to work, a lot of those things that you take for granted as a full-time employee, being kind of chained to the 40-hour a week work week, you lose those. And so, you know, we're making that easier. And then on the company side of things, because we sell both to companies and to freelancers, on the company side of things, we offer this pool of talent that is basically an on-demand workforce that we do a lot of work on verification, making sure that people are who they say they are, that they've done what they say they've done, and spend a lot of time on those things while balancing, you know, things like data privacy and all that using blockchain technologies and things. So really, the freelance economy has been growing for years. It's estimated to be about 50% of the U.S. workforce alone by 2027. So we see huge opportunity. And with the current global pandemic, we see a lot of people out of work that are really talented, but want to work and want to find opportunities. So I think there's a huge opportunity for us.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. I think that it is just a huge opportunity that's probably going to continue to get bigger and bigger. This has been the whole notion of, I really don't want to be doing what I'm doing anymore, but I'm tied to this work because of the benefits. When did you recognize that this was a problem that you really wanted to take on?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think I've been living it on and off my entire career. So I've had several full-time jobs. I've owned companies. I've been a freelancer myself from time to time. So, you know, in those off times, I certainly lived this firsthand, but I think really over the last couple of years, what I saw was it was kind of masked by, the economy was growing, unemployment was really low. So, you know, a lot of companies were focused more on the employee experience. So we've got these people, they're full-time salaried, let's make them happier, and it's harder and harder to get them. But they weren't really focusing on making their lives at work nice and things like that, but they weren't really focused on, is this actually the best way to do work in the first place? And I think there's so many things that are, you know, I would say tragedies right now, and certainly, you know, bad things going on. But if we can get something good out of this global experiment that we're all going through with COVID, it is companies can function with remote workers. It certainly takes, you know, some getting used to, and that alone helps with everything from diversity to just, you know, happiness. And also companies can get by with more of a freelance and flexible workforce, and, you know, it saves them money. The freelancers and 1099 contractors are also happier because they get to do what they want. Those people are just, to what you were saying earlier, those people are just constrained to, they don't get some of those perks. They've got to find them themselves. And that's, I think that's where, you know, that mix of things really came to light. I would say, you know, if not a year ago, it definitely came to light, you know, earlier this year.
Yeah. Searching for that win-win for the actual employee and or the person doing the work, and then the person who has the work that they want to be done. That certainly makes sense. So it's no small feat, though, to then crack that nut and to figure out, okay, so how are we going to be able to actually go about structuring this so that part-time contractors can actually get something akin to full-time benefits? Do you have a background in that, or did you just sink your teeth into it and start researching?
Yeah, it's another great question there. So it's a lot of learning. It's like building the right team, finding the right partners. So, I mean, you know, we've partnered with people that have been doing insurance for, you know, 30 plus years in their company to, we're partnered with, you know, some of the largest insurance providers in the country that have given us some exclusive deals and rates and stuff like that, just because they believe in our business model as well. So it's taken a lot and, you know, a lot of lawyers, a lot of reviewing of federal regulations, and, you know, it's a barrier to entry, even for large competitors of ours. Cause, you know, there's a lot of competition in the space of, okay, let's match people with gigs. You know, I mean, everything from, you know, some of the lower end platforms where you can hire somebody for $50 to, you know, to design you a logo to, you know, and on up. And so, you know, in that sense, some of my friends and colleagues are like, are you crazy? Like, you know, starting a company in the middle of a pandemic. But the real gap was this area where nobody's trying to solve this. And I know why, because it's not easy. And it took a lot of thinking. And there are, you know, there's requirements, not just anybody. You know, you have to work a certain amount of hours to be able to qualify for certain types of benefits and all that. But, you know, once you do, not only are they cheaper than you'd get off, you know, just by going yourself, but we actually contribute a portion of our fees to pay premiums. And that's how much we believe in this. You know, so we all, you know, we function almost like your employer would in contributing a portion of the thing. So, yeah, it's. And we continue to learn. And, you know, we started it really in the U.S. And while healthcare is certainly a bigger issue in the U.S., there's plenty of other needs outside of this country, which, you know, we'll tackle that probably in the months and years to come as well, expanding internationally.
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. And why not? So, all right. So what is that? We sort of talked about the difference between going to a site like what was popping to my mind is Fiverr. I don't even know if that's still a thing anymore, where you pay somebody $50 to do a logo. And then, so what is kind of the sweet spot of the ideal person for career gig?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking for a little more high end talent. We're also, because of the benefits that we offer, we're really, you can technically sign up from wherever in the world that you want to, but we're really geared more towards, you know, domestic U.S. resources, just because we have those benefits to offer. I would say we're looking for, you know, people that have higher paying, definitely not, you know, not the $50. There might be one or two of those here and there, but we're looking for people that are more making $50 an hour and up. And stuff like that for a few weeks to a few months, potentially even longer term. And so that includes things like healthcare, technology, HR, so recruiting is actually an interesting niche that we're in as well. So, you know, some of those, and then at the higher volume, we're also looking at, because we can do background checks and verifications very easily, affordably, and quickly. We're also looking at some higher volume plays, things like retail and hospitality, and you know, both of those are a little slow at the moment, but you know, they're certainly going to ramp up, and you know, if for no other reason than for holiday retail and stuff like that. So you know, we're built to be able to handle scale as well.
Got it. So this notion of the future of work, I remember for years and years and years, I would click on a YouTube video and the people talking about it wouldn't really be talking about what future of work was going to look like. They'd just be talking about how it was going to be different than it was today. And you were talking about how you, by 2027, I think you said that maybe 50% of people are going to be more freelance independent contractors. What are some of have you thought about maybe some of the dangers about that? And I suppose that you're working to address those aside from just maybe not having health insurance.
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of it, and you know, so pre-COVID, one estimate was about 36% of the U.S. workforce is engaging in some type of freelance work. Now, that may be someone with a full-time job that does, you know, that moonlights a little bit on the side, but so yeah, I mean, I think there's a number of things, and this, it gets into as much company culture as it does anything else. So you know, if you take the benefits and the individual aside, when you think about an organization, like I referred to earlier, the cultural change to even be able to adapt to remote work. Now, you've seen some companies that I've heard some are just absolutely struggling with this. Some really can't function. You know, a restaurant, for instance, it's pretty hard to cook remotely. So, you know, they need people on site and, you know, and stuff like, you know, so there's some where just physically it's impossible. Healthcare, you know, unless you do telehealth, you know, healthcare gets really tough there as well. But you see other companies, you know, like Twitter that says nobody ever has to come back to the office ever again. You see some others taking steps like that. I mean, I know even my own company, you know, CareerGig, we have no plans. We have no financial projections that include a physical office space. We've gotten by this long. We're just not even going to do it. But so I think culturally, you have to be able to make that leap. And again, I said, you know, some companies are struggling. Have been struggling for months already with this. So, you know, remote work is one. The other is just this idea that, you know, yes, we're in the middle of a financial crisis, and these things tend to pop up and go away over time, even though it may take a while to recover. But, you know, I lived through the 2001, 2009, and here we are at 2020. Like, not only do financial crises happen with regularity, but we just don't know what's going to happen 2 years from now, or COVID may last, you know, for a much longer period than anybody estimates. And so therefore, work in itself needs to be a lot more flexible, and companies need to be a lot more flexible. And I think, again, that's there's an operational component to that, but there's also a cultural component to that, which means you've got to start thinking, okay, well, what are the roles that absolutely have to be full-time salary? And then what are these things that we don't need all the time, but when we need them, we really need them? And I think that takes a bit of, you know, almost soul searching for a company to really understand and embrace.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate that. And you tell me, it seems like everybody just kind of got fast forward hit on them, and we just jumped into the future 5, 6, 7 years between, you know, everybody sort of wanting a little bit more flexibility, and now it's been sort of thrust upon us. So yeah, I can certainly see corporate culture obviously being an enormous challenge, all of those things, and managing employee satisfaction and all of it. So, yeah. Well, it's going to open up lots of different opportunities for companies like yours. And that's why I suppose you mentioned that HR solution.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we call it the verified on-demand workforce. And so what that really does provide is, speaking to the flexibility component, is, you know, we have people that have already been pre-vetted that are ready to work. They're not looking for a full-time job, so they're not going to be off the market in a week if they, you know, if something comes along. But they're ready to work. They've been certified. If you need a Microsoft Network certified person, you know, we can show that they have that certification. If you're hiring nurses, we can show that they're certified to work in the state that you're in. You know, all of those types of things. And basically, they're ready to work. They're freelance or, you know, contract by design. And so, having that workforce on demand means they have the flexibility that they need. They can pick a job or a gig when they want it, where they want it. And you know, as a company, can also hire them. And it's a no, you don't have to hire someone and then fire them 2 weeks later if something shifts. You're hiring them with the idea that it is a short-term thing and it's beneficial to everybody.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Nice. It certainly makes sense. Well, being that we're on a podcast that is often about money, 401ks, that was sort of what took the place of pensions over time, and those haven't necessarily proven to be effective at helping people to save money for retirement. And then if we're talking about half of the workforce being of these contractor variety, have you given any thought to some kind of retirement plan options?
Yeah, so in long term, we've got a number of different things in the works, and I'd love to be able to come back on and talk about some of those. They're involving some things involving blockchain and some cryptocurrency and all that. That's a little bit in the works still, but what we do have right now are it's both a short term and a long term play with health savings accounts. So, you know, that's a short term where, you know, obviously you can use that to pay for medical things now, but it does convert into a retirement account when you retire. So that's a very flexible thing that we offer to our subscribers now. We are looking into other things, even like IRAs and all that.
Yeah.
That, as you know, as well as I, that's its own regulatory and
for sure.
Compliance thing alone. But yeah, some of the other things we're looking into would involve some more flexible ways of converting money and even work into cryptocurrency and being able to save that for retirement. And even the concept of paid time off is another thing that we're looking into as well.
Yeah. Just keep peeling that onion, Greg.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, Greg, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I've written a few books. First one was The Agile Brand, and followed by The Agile Consumer. And I'm working on another one called The Agile Workforce, which is very much in line with what we've just talked about here. My tip is really just to dispel this notion of perfection as something that really can be achieved for any meaningful amount of time. And so, in other words, if you stop striving for this never-ending definition of perfection, you can realize that perfection is a moment in time, but it's something that you need to continually be striving for. And not, you know, if you do something well, it's going to automatically fix itself. So, I mean, I would just say that the tip is, instead of trying to achieve one-time success, just continually be optimizing, iterating, really adopt an agile mindset of iterating, optimizing, and then continual improvement.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
Greg, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can they engage with CareerGig?
Absolutely. Well, CareerGig, check out careergig.com, and I definitely encourage you to sign up. It's free for life to sign up, and definitely would love both freelancers and businesses to check that out. As far as myself, I'm very active on LinkedIn. Please, you know, mention this podcast and when you reach out, but happy to connect with you and have a conversation.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Greg your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to careergig.com and check out the great resources that Greg's put together. And you can follow Greg on LinkedIn as well. Thanks again, Greg.
Thanks so much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours?
Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.